52 degrees at 11:30. Arthur Godfrey time next.
Richard.
Hmm?
We're on to Friday now, the 21st. And we're in the year of 54, the ninth year of this program. And there was, at that time, a great song around. I've forgotten who did it first, but it was a beautiful thing, and then all of us were doing it. And I still love to sing it. I'm going to get Mickey Gravine to play it as a trombone solo, and I'll just remind you of the words. Fairy tales can come true. It can happen to you if you're young at heart. For it's hard, you will find, to be narrow of mind if you're young at heart. But you can go to extremes with impossible schemes, and you can laugh when your dreams fall apart at the seams. Life gets more exciting with each passing day. Love is either in your heart or on the way. Oh, don't you know that it's worth every treasure on earth to be young at heart? For as rich as you are, it's much better by far to be young. Look at all you'll derive just out of being alive. And here is the best part. You've had a head start if you are among the very young. To be young to do that. Oh, Mickey, that's beautiful. May you never be called upon for another F for a week.
Old in lips, but young in heart.
Yes, well done. Beautiful.
Hey, speaking of young in heart, you know our house we've been talking about?
Just got a note to talk about him. What do you know about
him? I got the same note you did. Does it say on the bottom of yours, bring money because this is not an invitation?
No, but it's implied. You know who our house is, dear friends. That's that very fine young group that Jerry Alter's got together, consisting of Sherry, Katie, Jerry, Scott, and Lee. And they're appearing for their... This is their first nightclub appearance, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, this is their this is the night they make their debut. And where? At the beautiful El Cid Room in Paramus, New Jersey. The Holiday Inn there. Holiday Inn of Paramus, New Jersey. What's the number two?
There's two Holiday Inns in Paramus.
Paramus sports two Holiday Inns?
Yeah.
How do you like that?
Yeah, El Marvin runs the first one. This El Cid runs this one.
Oh, I see. Anyway, 601 Marginal Road, exit 165, Garden State Parkway, near East Ridgewood Avenue. Oh, well, you get on that Garden State Parkway, and you look for exit 165, near East Ridgewood Avenue. Holiday Inn of Paramus, New Jersey, number 2. You'll have a great time. They're a nice bunch of kids, and Jerry's got them rehearsed within a moment of their lives.
Mm-hmm.
And mine.
And his, too. Are you going to be with him?
Yeah. Also,
Jerry will be there, too.
Remo's going to come out and play with us.
Remo's going to play? Oh, that's great.
And Ronnie, too.
And Ronnie, too. Where's Gene going to be?
I don't know.
You don't know?
Finding the kids.
Oh, Gene, Daddy, Grandpa's going to babysit that night. Okay.
He got his own group working that night.
That's the, what day now is this? This is
April 22nd.
It's a Saturday, day after, day, tomorrow.
Tomorrow, right.
Tomorrow. Okay, we wish them all the luck in the world. The El Cid Room. Nice bunch of kids, young fellas. One of them is the chief usher at Radio City.
Oh, he's got a promotion now over at NBC.
Oh, really?
He's a junior executive.
Oh, he's got a key to the washroom and everything.
He washed his first executive just the other day.
Oh, yes. For heaven's sake. I tell you, man, the time flies. He's going far, though, that guy. He's got a lot on the ball. So have you, Richard. What did you do for us today?
Something from this year. How's that?
The year is 54 now.
54.
54.
There was a show on Broadway called Silk Stockings. Cole Porter wrote the score, and I'll do one of the tunes from that, okay?
Yeah. Incidentally, while we're about it, I'm glad about these pantyhose. That's fine. But, gee, I'll be glad when they get back to the stocking with the garter. That little difference there, you know, about 6 inches.
Vive la différence?
Vive la différence. I love that ventilation. Please bring them back, girls, once in a while, huh?
I love the looks of you, the lure of you, the sweet of you, the pure of you, the eyes, the arms, that mouth on you, the east, west, north, and the south of you, I'd love to gain complete control of you and handle even the heart and soul of you. So love at least a small percent of me do, 'cause I love all of you.
To get a hold of it, and once I did, I just showed off.
Yeah, you and Mickey. Way back in 1954, Dick, I got in the mail from Williamsport, Pennsylvania. Wilma's been digging into the files and found these things. This is from Cabbage Hollow. Afton. Afton. It says it was signed Afton from Cabbage Hollow. And she sent me this in 1954. I guess it was on the occasion of my birthday. See, in 54, I was 51 years old, right? Yeah. And I guess we were talking about getting old. So she wrote this. Age is a quality of mind. If you have left your dreams behind, if hope is lost, if you no longer look ahead, if your ambitions, fires are dead, then you are old. But if from life you take the best, and if in life you keep the jest, if love you hold, no matter how the years go by, no matter how the birthdays fly, you are not old.
Mm.
Well, you know, that was a long time ago. 54 was 17 years ago. And I've had 17 years to think about that, and she's right. Henriette Brady sent me that from South Williamsport, Pennsylvania. Bless her sweet heart. Hey, the other day when I was telling you about the Miami Pictorial magazine, I forgot to call your attention to something that's just beautiful in it, and I saw it, and I don't want to miss the opportunity to talk about Bimini. Have you ever been to the island of Bimini in the Bahamas?
I've flown over it.
It's the closest one to Florida, you know.
Yeah.
In fact, from about 5,000 feet on a clear day in your little airplane, you can see Bimini right across the Gulf Stream. Oh, what a paradise that place is. Ooh, Ponce de Leon. Ponce de Leon. Yes, that's right. They had to lift over there that time, didn't they?
That's what I heard.
That's what I heard, yeah, Ponce de Leon.
Just gossip, though.
He searched there for the legendary Fountain of Youth, but he didn't find it. But Zane Grey and Ernest Hemingway fished the warm, abundant waters, as have thousands of anglers before and since. I've done scuba diving there. It's beautiful. There in Grand Bahama. And this magazine, Miami Pictorial, has some of the most beautiful color work. I don't know how that's accomplished. The quality of the color is as good as the National Geographic, which is the best in the world. Look at that. This is quite a magazine. A brand new venture called Miami Pictorial. Published in Miami, if you folks are interested. And a great article on Bimini. Oh, boy. One of these days, you know, I've been dreaming for years of doing this show or one like it from a yacht. I want to get a big boat that can support the band and a studio. And down there just lying in the
lagoon. And a boy singer.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I'm sorry. I was going to take you.
Oh. All right. I'm one of the better known semi-names, you know.
I've been laying for him for years. I finally nailed him. Just for that, get up here and sing one.
Another one?
Sure, why not? You must have songs of the 54.
We were running over a song, roughly speaking. It's a beautiful melody, and it was also from a Broadway show. And I think this Harold Rome wrote this one.
I played the pit in that show.
And Jerry was saying he was in the pit in that show.
Is that right? Somebody spit him right out.
No, he was an old prune.
Oh.
That's what it was. And I remember that they say that Harold Rome, they call him the radish composer because he repeats, you know, in one line. The song I'm about to sing is called Fanny. Only you long and I live. Fanny, Fanny, Fanny. But they call him the radish composer. Isn't that interesting? Oh, I think I blew the cruise.
Okay, I want you to sing that song for Sara Lee to help fill a quality void in a frozen pie market. Did you know there was a void in a frozen pie market?
No, I didn't.
Well, there was. There isn't any more because Sara Lee has come up with frozen pies, fruit pies, deep fruit pies that are so good. And I want you to know you will be thoroughly pleased with it, as you have been with every other Sara Lee product. Remember the basis upon which they went into business. Quality, Well, and then the high price, yeah, sure. It costs like the dickens. But you're getting your money's worth. What they have in there is the finest possible ingredients that they can get. And Sara Lee frozen fruit pies. Oh, boy. Try them while Dick sings for you. Then we'll have a cup of tea.
Only you, long as I may live, Fanny, Fanny, Fanny. Could love, that's what I would say. But my heart isn't mine to give, Fanny, Fanny, Fanny. No, no, not mine to give.
Difficult it is to be serious when I hear you going in the background.
I never picked him to be a fanny man. Oh, boy. Let's pour some tea. Gus, thank you for my tea. It is Lipton tea, isn't it? Gus, is it? Oh, yeah. Okay, thank you. Of course it is. I live on this stuff, and I shall continue to. Lipton tea. It comes in a flow-through tea bag these days. They've gone to a great deal of trouble to blend that tea just right. When you make it, don't louse it up. Use boiling water. Get the cup hot, too. Pour some boiling water in that cup. Get it hot, and then dump it out. Then put the tea bag in and pour boiling water on it, and you'll have the tea you paid for. Then you'll get all the flavor that you're supposed to get from Lipton. 1954, this was the year that the Nautilus, the first atomic-powered submarine, was launched at Groton in Connecticut. 1954, there was a beautiful movie around called Modern Times, part of the music for which was written by the man who was welcomed so warmly in Hollywood just the other day, Charles Chaplin. Charlie Chaplin, he wrote a tune called Smile. Do you remember it, Cy? Si? heart is aching. Smile even though it's breaking. When there are clouds in the sky, you'll get by. If you smile, through your fear and sorrow, smile. Maybe tomorrow, you'll see the sun come shining through. Up your face with gladness. Hide every trace of sadness. Although its year may be ever so near, that's the time you must keep on trying. Smile. What's the use of crying? You'll find that life is still worthwhile. Just smile. It's a beautiful song, but I never did go along with that philosophy. There are times, daggone it, when you just don't feel like smiling.
Of course, if you let a smile be your umbrella, you end up with a mouthful of rain.
Exactly. There are days when I just don't want to smile. And I ain't a goner.
Okay, and I'm going to see to it that you don't.
But I'll tell you, when you will smile, is the first time you shave with a Schick Flexomatic electric razor, feller. Now, Richard Hayes is a fanny man, but how about you? You a blade man? And you think electric razors are no good? Well, you're right. Most of them aren't. Oh, they're all right, but you'd rather not. Well, you get a hold of this new Schick Flexomatic. I'll tell you, it changed me. And it'll change you. It's got a soft head. Gets into all the crooks and crannies and the crevices and the corners in your face. And it doesn't make your face sore, you know. Even under your neck. It's a great, great razor, really. I've had a ball with mine. And I shave with it often, too. The Schick Flexomatic. Hey, guys, I want you fellas to do something with me and see if we can get some of our friends who listen to give us the right title for it. We've got it named Sugarfoot Stomp, but the other name is Dipper Mouth Blues, and I've heard it called other things. And I'd like to do it with you because it requires the most exacting reading. Holy catfish, where these beats come. And if I miss... Yeah.
We can call it Captain Andy's good ship lollipop, you know?
Yeah. What do you say we talk about it tomorrow? We've run out of time here. 1954 is gone.
Direct from Washington with First Line Report, and wherever it's happening with Correspondence Report, you know what's up through the CBS Radio Network.
Noon Hour News next, followed by Today's Woman, and then at 12:15, it's Trading Post on WEDO.